Let's go live to Paris with a look at the Olympic Games. Inez de la Cotera joining us live again this morning with a look at what's going on. Inez, U.S. Taking that lead in the medal count and getting closer to gold in some team sports, too.
That's right. Yes, it is a very good day in Paris. Today is the first day we are leading in the gold medal tally. We now have 24 gold medals. China is just behind us with 22, and we are still leading in the total medal count with 86 medals in all. China currently has 59. So we are number one, but there's still a lot of events to go. Still quite a few days to go. Lots more possibilities for medals. So we'll see how we do, but we have been absolutely killing it. The big one yesterday was track and field. So we had Gabby Thomas winning the gold medal in the 200-meter final. That was a very exciting race, and it was a bit of a redemption for Team USA because she actually beat St. Lucia's Julian Alfred, who you'll remember had won the gold medal in the 100-meter final. That was a big surprise. She kind of stunned our big Team USA star, Sha'Carri Richardson, who was expected to win the gold. She ended up winning silver. So this is a bit of a comeback for Team USA with Gabby Thomas winning the gold and beating Julian Alfred. And Thomas also outdoing herself yesterday because she had won the bronze in that same event 4 years ago. So now she wins the gold. Very exciting.
Yeah, and women's soccer, U.S. team is looking at a gold medal game.
That's right. Yeah. So they did beat Germany yesterday in the semifinals. That was quite a nail biter as well. It was very close. They actually ended up going into extra time, and it was Sophia Smith who gave the Americans the goal they needed to advance. So they did defeat Germany 1-0, and they will be facing Brazil next in the final on Saturday.
All right. So USA advancing. Always love to see that. Olympics kind of winding down. How does the mood change, you know, from the opening ceremony to what we're seeing right now, where it's been a full week kind of in the swing of things?
Yeah, it's a good question. I was actually thinking about that this morning as I went for a walk. The vibe in Paris is different because a lot of the events now are being, so it's athletics, right, the big draw this week, and that's being held in France Stadium, which is kind of outside of town. So all the events that were being held kind of within Paris, so, you know, beach volleyball at the Eiffel Tower or things like skateboarding that were on the Concorde, on the Place de la Concorde, those things have kind of ended. They're in the process of wrapping up. Like beach volleyball, I think they're in the semifinals today. The final will be tomorrow. So it's much calmer in the center of Paris, and a lot of the events now are happening outside of Paris. So, yeah, it's starting to feel like it's winding down.
When are the closing ceremonies?
So the closing ceremonies are going to be held on the 11th on Sunday. They are going to be held at that stadium, actually. So we're not going to be seeing anything, you know, like the opening ceremony on the River Seine. There's lots of speculation as to what's going to happen. They've kind of, you know, they've kept the lineup quite, they've been quite secretive when it comes to the exact lineup and to what we can expect. There's been speculation that Tom Cruise is going to be involved. We do know there's going to be some kind of handoff to the U.S., to L.A., since that's where the next Olympics are going to be in 2028. So we are expecting, you know, big American names to be involved in some way. We just don't know how yet.
Okay. Inez, thank you. Inez de la Cotera joining us live from Paris. The Olympics continue today.